been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the February the 8th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, Carlsbad, California. We had the futures were up this morning and the market opened flat, and now we are down in the market. We have got the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 161 points. That works out to 0.6%. And that puts the Dow below 25,000 again, 24,732, which is pretty good support from a technical point of view in that area. We'll see if it holds or not. It should. The S&P 500 is down 6 points, 2675. Pretty good support also in there on the S&P 500 from a technical point of view. The S&P is at 2674. It's down 7 points. That works out to 0.3%. Meanwhile, over at the tech-heavy NASDAQ, the NASDAQ is down 10 points. Good support in that 7,000 area. It's holding that 7,041. The NASDAQ down 10. That works out to 0.2%. We've got the small caps down 0.25% here this morning. Oil seems to be a little bit of a drag on the market here recently. It was up to $65 a barrel. Now we're below 62. We're at 61.77. The oil stocks have been weak here over the last couple of weeks, but they still look pretty good to me. Gold's up 350 per ounce. Now here's the big problem that I see. It's the bond market. The bond market. The 10-year yield is hitting 2.87 today. I believe that's the high for the year. That is up almost 3 basis points here this morning. And there seems to be a drag on the stock market caused by the rise in interest rates from the bond market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California. We've had a wild and crazy week in the market. It began, I guess, a week ago tomorrow, last Friday, when the market started to rock and reel. And then, of course, on Monday, we had a mini flash crash. We had the inverse VIX ETF blow up, wiping out a lot of money there. And it has settled down, but definitely the market does not have its sea legs back. Still reeling from that breakfast burrito on a sloppy sea on Monday, wherein the market got real seasick, and it's still recovering from that. We had yesterday, too, we had a mini flash crash in the last 20 minutes of the market. I'm sitting there thinking, you know what, we made it through today. It wasn't too bad. And then the last 20 minutes, the NASDAQ just went in a very quick fashion. I still don't really have a reason for that flash crash in the NASDAQ yesterday. We're still searching for a reason. If you can find a reason in your neighborhood, let me know. You can send me an email at bill@gundersoncapital.com. We're looking for a reason to the 20-minute sell-off to close out Wednesday of this week. I do know that there was a very weak Treasury auction. Oh, it seems like the appetite for U.S. bonds is not quite as voracious as it used to be. And for some reason, they blame the budget deal. I guess it was bearish in nature because it increases spending. And it was also good for the defense stocks. I did notice a real good jump in the defense stocks as President Trump aims to continue to rebuild and keep a strong defense, a strong military. But I would say the reason that I would come up with for the flash crash in the last 20 minutes, oh, not a flash crash, but it was up, and then just like that, it was down pretty heavily, down like 70 points by the end of the market on the NASDAQ. I would say it was the bond market. There seems to be a correlation between rising interest rates and especially tech stocks. That seems to be the one that is in the seems to be most linked. Well, I mean, yeah, the real estate stocks, obviously, they're selling off wickedly. But the tech stocks seem to be the second most disrupted sector by this rise in interest rates. So, you know, we may just have to, I did lighten up quite a bit on tech in December of last year. And I've lightened up. I don't have any semiconductor exposure anymore. They seem to be very, very impacted by rising interest rates. Someone would have to describe the link to me there, but that's all I know is what I see. Okay, I see interest rates go higher, and I see the tech stocks sell off. All right, that seems to be a phenomenon. Now, I don't think that interest rates are going to go much higher here real soon, but I think the tech sector seems to be quite nervous about the direction of interest rates right now. More inflationary type of news coming out this morning. Initial jobless claims come in at 221,000. You know, you got to go back to like 1953. I heard some statistics this morning that was mind-boggling. You know, labor market is getting tight. And guess what's showing up? Increases in wages. Finally, boss, can I get a raise? Huh? I haven't had a raise in a long time. No 6 days. Where's my vacation? Where's my 6 weeks vacation? That's what they get in Europe. I'm over here in Carlsbad. I haven't had a vacation. You know, I take working vacations. I take long weekends, or I go off. We go somewhere for a week or two, and I bring the computer with me. I bring the radio equipment with me. It's all fun. I love what I do. Jobless claims fall for the second straight week. 220,000. That is a historic number. Low. They were expecting 235,000. Again, indicating a tight labor market. I think this is weighing on the market. It's good news, Gunderson. Why should good news on the economy weigh on the market? Well, the I word, inflation. Actually, there's two I's that we need to be worried about, inflation and interest rates. Okay, well, then we're going to have to adjust our portfolios a little bit, aren't we? What are the sectors that benefit from rising interest rates and a little bit of inflation? Well, the financials do real well in that environment. The banks do real well in that environment. You've seen me introduce quite a bit of financials, quite a bit of banks into my portfolios here recently as I've lightened up in the tech sector. Remember that XIV crash on Monday? That was one of the top performing ETFs for a long, long time. Inverse volatility, saying, you know what, there's no volatility. I don't believe in volatility. Those guys made a killing for a couple of years. Then all of a sudden there was volatility, too much volatility, especially on Monday during that 1,500-point gut-wrenching drop, wiped out all of those guys investing in volatility. They were investing against volatility. And one of the companies in the storm seems to be the CBOE, which I own in my Premier Growth portfolio and in my, I think, my income portfolio. They claim that there's no impact, no major impact from the demise of the VIX products. However, the stock doesn't seem to know that. The stock is down 15% since its recent high. I continue to watch the earnings estimates on CBOE. They're looking for a 42% increase in earnings this year, 37% next year, and yet the stock is sold off by 15%, even though they hosted a press conference yesterday saying, we do not expect any significant impact on trading volumes at the exchanges following the collapse of two popular exchange-traded products. There were actually two ETFs that shorted volatility. Now, go figure. How to figure out the algorithms involved in shorting volatility. But they're there, and you can invest in them. You can invest in almost anything. I mean, who's going to catch the first pass at the Super Bowl? Things like that. The energy sector's been under a little bit of pressure here recently. That's been a drag on the market. We've got oil prices down to $62 per barrel. However, inflation and a sinking dollar should be bullish going forward if you're patient. In fact, Goldman Sachs is doubling down on their bullish outlook for commodities. I agree with Goldman Sachs. Again, they say that recent turmoil in the global equity markets only bolsters its view that raw materials are set to perform well in the months ahead. Well, if wages are going up, inflation is going to kick in, that's going to raise the price of raw materials. So think of the people that mine raw materials, whether it be copper or zinc or molybdenum or whatever, ammonium sulfate. You can go on and on and on. Lead, you know, lithium, oil. Well, that's a commodity too. I remain bullish on the commodity sector, even though it's been under some pressure here recently. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. We'll get through it Thursday. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Another little bit of a rocky day here in the market as the swells still have not died down on what has been some sloppy seas here recently in the sea of the market. But let's not forget how far the market has come since 2009. And let's not forget how good the earnings expectations. If you just remember, stocks follow earnings. Stocks follow earnings. The earnings expectations for the market going forward, 2018 and 2019, remain very, very good. Amazon getting ready to pass Microsoft in market cap. Let's see where the battle stands today. Microsoft, $686 billion, and Amazon is $685 billion. So right now it's neck and neck, head and head, nose and nose as they come down the stretch. I believe Amazon will blow by Microsoft here. Amazon is down $1.86 here this morning. Apple, which once was a growth monster, no more at all. And you've heard me talk negatively about Apple now for the last couple of years as their growth has slowed down considerably. Listen to this. Goldman Sachs initiates Apple with a neutral rating and a $161 price target. Why is that such a significant number on Apple? A $161 price target, because the stock is $160 today. That means it's got a dollar upside potential, according to Goldman Sachs. I pretty much agree there. I think over the next 5 years, Apple's going higher, plus you get a little bit of a dividend. It is not a growth stock anymore, just a very tepid growth stock. I own it just because of the dividend yield and some growth. And we'll see. That's a pretty weak chart, actually, on Apple as it sits right now on its 200-day moving average. How did my friend Elon Musk do? Well, the market's going to tell me. The market says, not so hot, Elon. This $57 billion company, Tesla. Ford is a $42 billion company. Okay, Tesla's worth way more than Ford Motor Company. Tesla beat their earnings. Well, they don't have earnings, all right? That means they lost less than they expected. They are looking to be profitable, however, by 2019. They beat their revenues, but Elon Musk acknowledges big problems with Model 3 production. And, of course, he launched one into space, and that's orbiting the globe. I feel sorry for that poor guy that was waiting for that one. Nah, I guess it's a roadster that he launched into space. The production line remains a problem, and in the meantime, he's losing execs. Another Tesla exec jumped ship. The president of global sales and service at Tesla is joining Lyft as the chief operating officer. I don't know. You go ahead. You invest in Tesla. That's fine. I'm not going to stop you from investing in Tesla, but I think it's way overvalued, way overhyped. And I have my doubts whether it will ever be profitable. And I have my doubts about how they can withstand the onslaught when Porsche and BMW and Land Rover and all these others come up with their own electric vehicles. I think it's going to hurt them big time. We shall see. Let's see. A stock that I own, let's hope that it's doing well today. Yeah, just so-so. Reporting earnings. They beat earnings by a little bit. And that's Old Dominion Freight Lines, ODFL, which I think I want to make my featured stock in the second half of the show. That's an interesting company. It's been a really good performer over the years. One of those stocks that you would just kind of scratch your head and say, I didn't know that. Old Dominion Freight Lines? I mean, they blow by me on the freeway all the time and kick up rocks and ice and dirt and salt all over my car. I hate Old Dominion Freight Lines. It's been a good stock. T-Mobile beats by 11 cents. There's a member of the S&P 500. I can't wait to update my numbers on the S&P tomorrow as I write my newsletter. We've had three major upgrades to S&P 500 earnings over the last several weeks, actually since the tax bill was passed, lowering the corporate tax rate. I've seen S&P 500 aggregate earnings for this year move a much higher, which drives the target price higher. I currently have a $3,000 target price on the S&P 500. And I've seen next year's earnings estimates move quite a bit higher also. General Cannabis registers a $50 million mixed shelf offering. The legal weed consultant, General Cannabis. You know, I do now have, just as promised, I have to have two major upgrades to the app. I now have a marijuana sector. If you pull up the sectors of the market, just let's click on it. Now, I don't have all the stocks in that sector yet, but if we click on it today, there's three stocks right now in that sector, and the leading stock in the marijuana sector right now is Canopy Growth, TWMJF. That's the one that Constellation Brands, the spirits company, made a major investment in Canopy Growth, and that sector is now there. And the other big feature of the app is the momentum screen. Now, it's not on the Apple. We've submitted it for approval, and anytime you do an upgrade to an app, Apple has to approve it. They've gotten pretty bureaucratic over there. It takes quite a while for them to approve anything anymore. This is not Steve Jobs' company anymore over there at Apple. But the online version of the app, beststocksnowapp.com, where you can see it on the big screen. Or, of course, you can go to beststocksnowapp.com on your tablet. You can go to beststocksnowapp.com on your iPhone. Whatever device you want to use it on, it's there. Big screen, large. You could even put it on your 56, 112-inch TV at home, I guess, if you wanted to. But now we have that momentum screen. So if you click on stocks, and up at the top it says possible stocks for traders. This is a very select list. It's limited to stocks that have a momentum grade of A+. That's it. No A's. How would you like to get straight A+'s on your report card? Remember one year I did get a few A+'s. I talked to the teacher and said, hey, you know what? How about a few A+'s? She gave me a couple. That was in the sixth grade. I think she liked me. Anyways, there's about 110 stocks today, A+ momentum grade. Let me tell you, go through that list. You will find, and then look at the chart. Okay, go through the list. Click on the stock, look at the chart of the stock. There are some powerful, powerful stocks in there. And stocks under the radar. How under the radar are they? When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about some of the under the radar stocks, like how about Kirkland Lake Gold, LTD? How about Pacific Coast Oil Trust and Collegium Pharmaceuticals? Huh? That's not Coca-Cola and Pepsi. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on another rocky day in the markets. And it seems to be tied to rising interest rates. And some of these reports that have come out recently with the wage increase in wages. We had a very low print this morning on the initial jobless claims, meaning there's pressure in the wage market, the jobs market, that's inflationary in nature. That's part of what is driving interest rates higher. And it seems to me that there is definitely a correlation here between rising interest rates and the tech sector because the tech sector seems to be selling off when interest rates rise. We're also seeing the dollar stronger here recently. Let me see how the dollar's doing here today. It's still pretty weak. But the dollar has been coming up for the last 4 or 5 days. That's kind of a flight to safety caused by the nervousness in the market. Now, I want to go back to the new feature in the Best Stocks Now app, the Daily Momentum A-plus screen. You know, stock can remain in that A-plus category for quite some time. And you take a look, for instance, there's some big stocks in this A-plus. I look at every A-plus every day, momentum. These are pure momentum stocks. And then, of course, I look underneath those momentum stocks, the A-plus grade, to see what else is underneath the hood. And some days there's usually about 100, 150, somewhere in there out of 5,500. So let's just take a look at a sampling. There are, of course, are well-known stocks, okay? As I went through the list today, and I can tell you that some of these stocks have been A-plus for quite some time, and they're big, big names that you've heard of. Amazon, for instance, is currently an A-plus momentum stock, one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Of course, I own it also because I believe that the stock can move higher in valuation. I believe the valuation can still support a much higher price than Amazon. Bluebird Bio, that's kind of the remaining CAR-T technology biotech out there. Bluebird is a strong chart. It's kind of hung up in the $200 area, but it is one of the strongest stocks. It's an A-plus, which there's about 150 out there right now in the market. Let's see what else we have here. Some other interesting names. Wingstop. I've kept my eye on that Wingstop. I'm not real big fan of restaurant stocks, but Wingstop is growing quite rapidly. They own and franchise 998 chicken wing focused restaurants. This is what we need, another chicken wing franchise. Don't we have enough Buffalo Wild Wings, which is being taken private now? Wingstop has been growing by 38% per year, their earnings, and it's a very strong stock right now, enough to deserve an A-plus momentum grade in my Best Stocks Now app. Let's see what else we have here. Arista Networks, I own that in my Ultra Growth. That thing broke out to a new all-time high yesterday, Arista Networks did. Their earnings have been growing by 72% per year over the last 5 years. ANET, take that, Cisco. Arista ANET, currently an A-plus momentum stock in the Best Stocks Now app, and it is one that I've owned for quite some time. I have a nice profit in that stock so far. Let's see if there's any other, and then we'll get to some of the under-the-radar names here. Let's see. What else do I see? I see Air China. That's a big Chinese airline, like the Delta of China, I guess you could say. Let's see if there's any other well-known names here. Deckers Outdoor. That was in my book of 2012. Deckers makes UGG boots, UGG footwear, sheepskin footwear. It's the sheep herder stock, hitting new highs today. Very strong chart on Deckers, D-E-C-K. Amazon, I've already mentioned. A Biomed, I own A Biomed in my Ultra Growth portfolio. That's an A plus momentum stock right now. Very strong chart on A Biomed. Express Scripts, ESRX, is another one. Express Scripts is a pharmacy benefit manager. I don't own it. I haven't had much luck, but Express Scripts was another one that was in my book back in 2012. It was the best stock then. I'll tell you another one that's been showing up as an A-plus is Twitter. And I was really, really looking at Twitter hard earlier this week, and I never pulled the trigger. Twitter is up 21% this morning. Somebody knew something. How could that have been an A-plus momentum grade? And then all of a sudden they come out with news here. They blow out earnings estimates. Somebody knew something, in my opinion. Netflix is an A-plus momentum stock right now. And it's my biggest holding at Gunderson Capital Management. Very strong chart, Netflix. Of course, they had blowout earnings. Just blowout earnings a couple of weeks ago. Their earnings estimates have been revised sharply higher. I revised my target price sharply higher on Netflix, and Netflix is now an A-plus momentum stock. A very interesting biotech, Neurocrine Biosciences. It's off and on over the years, been a highly rated best stock now. NBIX is a $7.3 billion market cap company, headquartered in, of all places, San Diego, California. That's probably the strongest biotech chart. That and Madrigal, MDGL, are two very strong biotech charts. These are both top-rated stocks right now by my app. Now, this is measuring momentum only. Has nothing to do. We can't place a valuation on these biotechs, most of them, because they're losing money. Fluor, which is a big infrastructure play. Fleur's got an A-plus momentum grade right now. I keep my eye on that stock. It's very, very cyclical. They need a lot of infrastructure spending to take place. Here's another A-plus, two more that I'm sure you've heard of, Best Buy. Best Buy's had a lot of momentum underneath it. It pulled back to its 50-day moving average recently. It's bouncing off of there. Somehow, Best Buy is able to survive the onslaught by Amazon, and Best Buy has diversified. If you go into a Best Buy store today, it doesn't even look like the Best Buy stores of recent years. They're doing things right over there at Best Buy. Here's another one that's an A-plus momentum grade. Hello, Seattle. Boeing, A-plus momentum grade right now. And, of course, Boeing is a big holding here. We have a huge profit in Boeing so far. I'm not making recommendations here. I'm just giving examples to you. Helmerich & Payne is an oil and gas equipment, oil and gas drilling. X, that's U.S. Steel, is an A+. It gives you a good flavor for where the strength is in the market right now. Kohl's, that's surprising. Does anybody shop at Kohl's anymore? Yeah, Kohl's has been on a tear. Kroger, you know, they did the deal. That's the supermarket store that's going to form a big partnership and go to online ordering of bananas and pineapples and whatever else that we buy at the supermarket. There's Twitter. A-plus ranked momentum stock, and it's been there for several days. Man, I should have picked up on that. I was going to pull the trigger on Twitter yesterday, and for some reason I didn't do it. And there's Twitter now today up 21%. Seagate Technology, STX, is an A-plus momentum stock, and it has a 5% dividend yield. I own that stock in my income portfolio. There's Canopy Growth, the marijuana stock that we were talking about a little bit earlier. Now you get into some little guys that you've probably never heard of. What's the strongest stock in the entire market right now? These are ranked, by the way, these 110 stocks, by their veracity of momentum. Number one is EasyJet. Number two, Sorrento Therapeutics, S-R-N-E. I love to look at the accompanying chart. Yeah, that's a very strong chart. Now, what does a strong chart indicate? How about Match.com, M-T-C-H? Wow, breaking out to new all-time highs is Match.com. I guess the dating game is back in fashion. What is the dating game? Jim Ladd, Bachelor number one. All right, we'll come back for quarter number four here in a minute. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I'll be writing the newsletter tomorrow, and I will have an update on the earnings expectations for the market. Now, as of last week, we had 50% of the companies in the S&P 500 that had reported earnings. Well, we got the Dow down 300 points. Now, great. The fundamentals, however, on the market still remain very, very good. There seems to be some kind of a problem here with the stock market being scared by the downward move in the bond market. I'm just looking at one chart here that jumps off the page at me, and that's PST, which is the inverse bond market. I think it's leveraged 2-to-1. You say, how come you don't have an inverse position on the bond market, Bill? You've been negative on the bond market for about a year and a half now. How come you don't have an inverse position? I'll tell you, because there's not a lot of meat on the bone of that inverse bond market. You know, the bond market kind of moves glacially. So if you take a look at, if you had bought PST about a year ago, you're up about 15% on that short position. Well, that's better than losing money in the bond market, which a lot of people are doing. With they have a broker or financial planner that adheres to MPT, modern portfolio theory, and the old asset allocation model. Well, the bond market portion of that asset allocation model looks really, really bad, and it is spilling over right now, although I think it's just a temporary spilling over into the stock market, because when you look at the fundamentals of the stock market, right now, the earnings estimates for this year will be a record earnings in the S&P 500 of $156 per share. Now, just a few weeks ago, that number was $146 per share. But as this earnings season that we're now more than halfway through has unfolded, 78% of the companies that have reported, S&P 500 companies, have beat their earnings estimates. 80% have beat their sales estimates. That's an astonishing number. And the multiple, the forward P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 last week dropped down to 18. It was 18.4 the week before. And I think when we look at it tomorrow, I know we're going to be in the 17s. And this quarter that is currently being reported, we're more than halfway through, earnings growth is going to be 13.4% versus the same quarter last year. That's also going higher as more companies report earnings. And next year's earnings estimates, okay, this year's $156. That compares to $130 last year. That's a huge increase in earnings expected this year versus the same year or versus last year. In fact, for 2018, we're looking for almost 17% growth in earnings. 17% in 1 year. Now, how come the market's going down? Well, it's a little dicey. It went way up in January. It went too far. I made a prediction that February will end up being a negative month in the market, but the fundamentals of the market remain terrific. Next year, right now the estimates for next year, the consensus out there is $172 per share versus $156 this year. That's another huge increase expected. And as companies come in and report their earnings, it's just solidifying these fundamentals, and they're guiding higher for the most part. So it's pretty hard to be bearish on the stock market, even though there's been some weakness in the market recently. There's some sector rotation taking place. The move in bonds is hurting some sectors, and it's helping other sectors. We've seen a rotation. In fact, we saw a vicious rotation in December start to take place out of technology stocks and into financials and into banks, areas that do well, areas that benefit from rising interest rates. So you have to take it look at your own portfolio. A lot of the big winners last year came from the semiconductor sector. That today is one of the weakest sectors in the market. That's called sector rotation. And while the financials and the banks got left behind in 2017 by the FANG stocks, the big tech stocks, this year the financials are assuming leadership amongst the sectors, which is also a very important screen to look at every week in the newsletter or every day in the app, is the ranking of the sectors. Because there's some pretty vicious sector rotation taking place, because we're having a very large move right now, a monumental move in the bond market, moving lower, interest rates moving higher. It's finally happening. All those predictions that have been made for a long time that we're in a rising interest rate environment, it's coming true. I warned you to get out of the way of this glacier that's starting to slide. And if you still are sitting there with a big position in the bond market, especially bond funds, most people don't own bonds to maturity. They're in bond funds. Bond funds, if you look at a chart of these bond ETFs, bond mutual funds, they're falling off a cliff right now, and they're going to get hit a lot harder. If you'd like to get out of those bond funds and into the areas that benefit from rising interest rates, doesn't that just make common sense? Or are we going to stick to our MPT model because it was a Nobel Prize winning theory back in the 50s? It's up to you. You can call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. I'm going to put my heart and soul. I've already started this week's newsletter. We're going to have an update on this earnings season, an update on the fundamentals of the stock market. Is the bull market over? I said a new bull market has been born back in March of 2009. Is that bull, is that bear starting to come out of hibernation right now? Are the fundamentals of the market starting to deteriorate? How much lower can this bond market go? What's the prospect for commodities right now? And where are the sectors that benefit from today's big changes taking place, especially in the interest rate in the fixed income markets? Give us a call, 855-611-BEST. Sign up for the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Get the app on your phone working now, BestStocksNowApp.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.